This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy.
Good morning. Is this Adrian?
Yes, it is.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
How's your Friday going? What are you up to?
I'm at work.
Where's that at? What part of town?
On the east side of town.
Like east side Amelia or like east side Oakley?
Or like east side Bethel?
East side Beachmont.
Perfect.
There you go. You got any big plans for the weekend?
Not that I can think of. Maybe just, I have to go back to work again, so.
Well, that's just wrong.
I know.
Do you get any days off?
I do. So I make it work, but.
Good.
Yep, I'm trying to get that money.
So if you win $1,000 today, will you quit your job?
Please take a sick day.
Maybe a sick day.
Yeah. All right. Good.
All right. So you know
$1,000 is not enough for retirement, I don't think, Jen.
Well, it depends on how you invest it, really.
Yeah, that's right.
So, that's what I've been told. You know the rules here, Adrian. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions that begin with the letter of the day. Tim has already tore into the envelope. He was that kid on Christmas that just could not wait.
He could not wait.
I totally could. My mom would yell from her room and say, "No one leaves their room until 9 o'clock. We would just...
You would sit there.
Yep.
And such a... He was a sensitive child.
Dad would run out and put that Kenny and Dolly Christmas album on. Or the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas album. And you heard the music. And then you'd be like, okay, we can go out now.
Now it's time. Too
All
funny.
Right, so here's your letter. It's D.
D.
And
that's a good letter.
You have a bonus.
You get a bonus. Adrian, this is good news.
Your bonus says show member, so that's one of us, can help with one random answer.
Oh.
All right. So cool. So instead of pass, say help.
Okay. Help.
Okay.
Oh, geez.
And then, we'll just throw, one of us will throw out an answer.
Okay.
All right, does that sound good?
That sounds good.
All right.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
Ready?
Big letter D. Yep.
Ew, keep it clean, okay, Adrian?
All right.
You guys too. If she says help and you guys drop the D.
Never.
Nope.
I hope I don't drop the D, but.
Don't drop the D.
Drop the D. We're going to drop the D up in here. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Adrian, with the letter D, name something you buy. At Dick's Sporting Goods.
Dickie shirt.
Something blue.
A doll.
Something loud.
Drums.
A car.
A Durango.
A verb.
Doing.
An appetizer.
Dips.
A job.
A truck driver.
Something.
You did. Those are great answers, though.
They are.
You could have asked us for help, too.
I know.
I'm over here slamming my hand like, say deodorant, donut maker.
Durango. Durango was good. All
yes. Durango was good. Woo. That was solid.
Or Dodge.
Yeah.
Dodge. Oh, yeah. How did I not think of that?
I know. That was immediately what I thought about. Dodge.
I thought Datsun.
Oh, nice.
Datsun, yeah.
Do they make those anymore?
No, they're called Nissan.
Help, but I just kept going.
That's all right. Yeah. You did great.
You did great. Well, we can't give you $1,000, but we can still encourage you to fake a sick day sometime next week.
I will try.
Yeah, we won't tell.
All right,
good luck.
Yeah. You take care.
Thanks,
have a
Adrian.
Good weekend.
You too.
Bye. All right, let's take a peek at traffic right now. We're going to get $1,000 in someone's hands.
It's
one of
happen.
These days.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen next week while Tim and I are on vacation.
Probably.
That's when it's going to happen. And then Jen's going to have to figure out how to do the paperwork, and it's going to be a mess.
It's going to be You know what I will tell them? I will tell them.
Rich will call you on
Tuesday.
Rich
will call you on Tuesday, and we'll get you all set up.
A really good reason to make your bed every day. We will have that for you next on Q102, but right now, traffic with Toria. Q102, Cincinnati's hit music. I'm Harry Styles. It's the Jeff and Jen Morning Show, and we decided we're going to do some nerd news, some science news, before we get to the 1K letter of the day, which is minutes away. Your chance to win $1,000. It could happen. Be ready. You have to answer 10 questions in 30 seconds that begin with the same letter, and you can win that $1,000. So that's just a few minutes away. All right, so a couple different science-y sort of things here for you. A study found birds sing better later in the day when they sing.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
When they sing in the morning, they're just warming up.
Crickets are, is it the crickets or cicadas that are making so? Because crickets are mostly at night, right? So the, if you're hearing that noise during the day, that's cicadas, right?
Yeah, my parents have seen a few, and they live in Northern Kentucky, and so they've been seeing a few fly around sporadically.
Mm-hmm. Haven't seen any, but I hear a lot. Yeah. I've been seeing a lot of hummingbirds, which I love.
I have seen more this year than any year. They're everywhere.
I love hummingbirds. I got to get a hummingbird feeder.
Yeah. Well, I guess the cicadas, the big, is it brood?
Yeah.
Is that the word? Mm-hmm. Is coming next
the 17 year.
And there are some.
I feel like we say that every year.
I know, for sure. Yeah. But there are some that are just confused about what's going
on
in the world.
There's a few that come every year.
So
then,
that's why it's like you'll see them flying out and around.
I also think there's another thing like them that make that noise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Some other
something
variation.
Out there in the woods, a bug of some sort.
Also, going back to the bird singing thing, in a separate study. And I'm sure this is funded by somebody.
Probably you.
A study. Yeah, probably us. Our taxes are probably paying for some study. But this study found that when birds are given opiates.
Oh, for the love. We're giving birds opiates.
Why are we giving birds opiates, people?
Their music, the singing these birds do, get more creative like jazz.
Okay, I'm sorry I picked this over the pumpkin spice latte story.
In other experience, I have my spoilers for you, Fridge.
Buyer's remorse right here.
I am so sorry, Cincinnati public. I'm so sorry.
Other
really,
bird news.
Really, we're giving birds open. Okay.
In other bird news, painting the blades on wind turbines might stop birds from crashing into them. Researchers painted one blade black. 70% fewer birds ran into it.
Those things are so creepy. I just feel like I'm driving by some sort of
Twilight Zone.
I'm all for clean energy, but I feel they are not creating enough fast enough.
Can they make them look like trees?
Have you seen the cell towers that they make look like trees?
No,
those
I
are
haven't.
Pretty cool. There's a few around town. Like they paint the bottom brown, like a
so it blends like a little bit better. It's like the trunk. Tree.
Yes, I can.
The trunk.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the trunk. And then the middle part has painted like branches with leaves. And then the top part is blue to match the sky.
Oh, wow. Isn't that interesting?
Wow, is interesting.
What if booze gave you energy? A new study in Japan found a type of mutant yeast that is in sake. Reduces fatigue. Could very easily be used to make beer and wine, too.
Huh.
And here is the weirdest study of the week. Weirder than
opiate birds?
Yes. There's a perceptual illusion study that had friends talk to each other while wearing virtual reality headsets. So they saw each other, but they really
weren't together.
Yeah, but they were seeing what the other person was seeing.
Have you guys ever done any virtual reality? Mm-mm. It is bizarre.
It's freaky. It's too real.
It is very real.
So what they did is they saw what the other person was looking at, and then when they swapped bodies like that, they could also take on some of their friend's personality traits.
Oh, totally believe it. Scott's brother has the VR glasses, and so you put them on, and they have like different games and different things you can touch. But the one that they let me do was this VR where you like get on this elevator, and so it's called the plank. and you get on this elevator. What they do is they draw a box, like you can't get out of the box. Like once you get out of the box, you can see. But when you have the glasses on and you're in the box, you are inside this elevator. So you walk over and you go like this and you push the button. You fake push a button and it takes you up to floor 7 or whatever it is. And the doors open and a plank is there and you are on top of a skyscraper building and you have to walk to the end of the plank.
So really, and you're just standing in a room with a square on it.
Well, in reality, but you are standing.
Are you feeling the panic?
Yes. Immediately the elevator doors open and you're like, oh, that's not going to be so bad, because, you know, in your head, you're feeling like, oh, this isn't real. I know I'm here in Ross. But then as soon as you step out onto the plank, it goes, it creaks. And you can hear the wind, and then it's like the horns are beeping, the wind is going off, the plank is creaking, and it freaks you out.
I mean, you think about this, okay, when are they going to take this from the game phase into just creating that virtual reality down on Vine Street?
Yeah.
And you have no idea what you've just stepped into. See, I get very nervous about these kinds of things. Like, I really hope I'm not around when the robots are thinking for themselves.
You sound like when my grandma when that stuff starts happening,
you know, yeah. I think I would like this to be my last lifetime here on Earth,
so
if that's what it's going to turn into.
The big grand finale. Yeah. You're living it right now.
All right, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm wrapped this puppy up.
Like your heart escalates, and as you walk out onto the plank, you can hear it like creaking and you can feel the emotions of the anxiety.
Yeah.
And I made it. My biggest problem was, what happens when you get to the end? Do I fall? Like, am I going to fall off? Because I feel like that would create even more anxiety. So I only walked down a little bit and then turned around and got back on the elevator. But it really messes with you.
Oh, yeah. Because it's messing with your mind.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like it.
Okay.
Well, let's give somebody $1,000.
There's your science and nerd news. As Jen freaks out and enjoys the last ride on this earth.
Earth school. I'm graduating.
Caller 20 right now. 1K letter of the day. We'll get to that next. 749-2320.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.